After that lovely, highly inspiring discussion by Brother Prem and Brother Arvind, it is now time for some melodious, heartwarming music. And the first song in the playlist is a very sweet song, which is also one of the most popular Christian religious hymn in the world. Here is Amazing Grace. Now before I play the song, let me say a few words about the songwriter John Newton. Mr. John Newton began his career as a slave trader in England in the early part of the 18th century. Several years into his career, he and his crew survived a nasty storm in the sea, which led to a deep religious transformation in Newton. Over the next few years, he gave up profanity, drinking, and slave trade and became a priest. In the course of his work, he wrote several popular hymns, the most popular one being Amazing Grace. Mr. Newton also mentored William Wilberforce, a British politician who led a campaign to abolish the slave trade in the British Empire, culminating in the Slave Trade Act in 1807. So the contribution of John Newton is enormous in the form of this beautiful hymn in the religious front and indirectly influencing the abolishment of slave trade on the social front. It is amazing how grace brings about miraculous transformation in the lives of people without any distinction of caste, creed, religion, and the kind of people. So here is Amazing Grace.
Grace, how sweet. some time to talk to him, to get to the root of his stress. He was living in his desire, and he felt his life slip away. I said it's never too late to live your dream, so listen to what
Swami invariably began his discourses with him addressing us as Prema Swarupalara, meaning embodiments of divine love. Well, how can we be love, you may wonder. Swami further explains this in his inimitable style by giving an analogy of the sugar candy. Swami says, If we break a piece out of the sugar candy, however small the piece may be, it will have the same sweetness as the sugar candy itself. We are sparks of the divine. If Swami is an ocean of love, we are the little streams of love on our way back to the source. Over to the first song, Stream of Love by Linda Gallagher.
There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. If you need some healing, here's how to begin. First you must put all of your trust in Spirit, then just wait on.
Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you 24 hours a day the message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
I am a stride in the upper progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. I am a stride in the upper progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. I am a stride in the upper progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. I am a stride in the upper progressive movement of life, and the mark of success is upon me. Straight ahead is where I'm going. Way. Dark days long gone, as I ocean, the spirit guides the way, and forward is the motion, the spirit guides the way, and forward is the motion.
Hello pilgrims, welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Christmas of 2010 has been etched deep in my heart, and one of the reasons for that is a wonderful music presentation by the devotees from Italy. I still remember how involved Swami was for each and every song they sang. And after the program, Swami called all the musicians personally with so much love and blessed them with his divine sparshan and sambhashan. Let's now go back to the Christmas of 2010 and listen to a soulful rendition of the popular bhajan, Ek Bar Kshama Karo Sai.
Ekbar kshama karo sai mere baba shri satya sai ekbar kshama karo sai mere baba shri satya sai Yeah.
Dear members of the Sai family, welcome back. For all the devotees who has tuned in late, just a reminder that what you are listening now is a live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanti Nilayam. But remember, any day, any time is a good time to contemplate on the Lord. So let's take a break from our busy schedule and spend few minutes to thank Him for this glorious opportunity of a life full of love and light.
Praise be to Thee, O Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise be to Thee, O Lord, from whom all blessings flow.
Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you 24 hours a day the message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sai Krishna said, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janah pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham, meaning, whoever worships me with single-minded devotion, I will always be with them and I will give them happiness in this world and joy in the next. But Swami, in His inimitable style, gives a different interpretation. No, that's not the meaning, says Swami. Ananya Chinta means the thought that He is different from me. That idea of difference you should not have. If you worship me or adore me or revere me without this thought, He is different, I am separate, He is He and I am I. I am not He and He is not I. If you do not have Anya Chinta, the feeling that there is a separation between you and other person, then I shall support and foster you. So let's keep all the feelings of separation at bay, dear listeners, and think of Him with the deepest feeling that we are He, we and He are one and the same. Over to the next song, Think Only of Me.
Then I take care of all my life.
talking about love, Swami has many a time referred to the relation between Lord Krishna and the gopis and gopalas of Vrindavan. Any song on Lord Krishna is a song full of love. Here is such a song which is so beautifully rendered, again from the Christmas of 2010. Just a reminder that what you are listening now is a live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Peace be to all.
With all its possibilities, opportunities for growth, and even its challenges, life truly is good. There are times, however, when life's lessons seem to shake us to our very core. It is at these times we must recognize that from some of life's greatest challenges comes our greatest opportunities for growth. That is when we should be still. And remember,
peace.
tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you 24 hours a day the message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Oh, that a victim of circumstance.
fellow pilgrims, you are listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love, to love. Now, some of you might say, that's a lot of love. But dear listeners, remember, after all, everything in this creation is only love. Creation happened because that pure, unsullied force of love decided to separate himself from himself so that he could love himself. Now, Swami said in an interview to one of his devotees that at the end of it all, what matters is not how much money you have, nor your status in life, nor your educational qualifications. Well, not even the number of temples and other places of worship you have visited. At the end of it all, what matters is how much love you have shared with this entire creation. So remember, you are love. Let's live in love.
Love is what I am.
back to Love to Love. This is Chandu Vijay, and for all the fellow pilgrims who has tuned in late, just a reminder that what you're listening now is a live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. What we now have for you is a beautiful bhajan glorifying Lord Sai Krishna.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear members of the Sai family who are tuned to the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. It's our privilege to bring you live broadcast from the abode of highest peace. So in this journey of life, from I to we to he, where do we start? Well, why fear when Sai is here? He has all the solutions in the palm of his hand. Swami says in his usual simplistic style, love all, serve all. Let's begin to practice this in our own small way. As the saying goes, charity begins at home. So let's begin at home and then extend to our neighborhood, then to our community, and slowly to the entire cosmos. Let this be our anthem, love all, serve all.
Love all, serve all, listen to the call of the Lord. Love all, serve all, be willing to see the one in your fellow man. Every day we are asked to see the truth of life in all reality. We know right now that we are free. That's the way of the Lord. Love all, serve all, listen to the call of the Lord. Love all, serve all, be willing to see the one in your fellow man. Every morn when we open our eyes, life is filled with abundant surprise, just waiting for us to that's the way of the Lord. Love all, serve all, listen to the call of the Lord. Love all, serve all, be willing to see the one in your fellow man. You and I are here to bring the light of God into everything. Let Him be the song we sing. That's the way of the Lord. Love all, serve all, listen to the call of the Lord. Love all, serve all, be willing to see the one. Willing to see the one. Be willing to see the one in your fellow man. Be willing to see the
great heart of love, that I might surrender to this presence of love, so that you might express yourself fully in and through this one. For in truth, this is how your perfect will is done. Breathe on me, O heart.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of highest peace. Well, most of the devotees would have seen Swami giving special blessings to the students who are celebrating their birthdays on a given day. The students generally take a tray which will have some chocolates, vibhuti packets, dry fruits, etc. to be blessed by Swami so that the same could be distributed as prasadam to their friends and family. One day a boy who was studying in Swami's higher secondary school was sitting for birthday blessings. Swami called him to the interview room and materialized a hot Badshah sweet, a popular sweet in South India, dripping with ghee, as though it was just freshly taken out from the pan. And then Swami told the surprised student that when he had gone home for the vacations, he had asked his mother to prepare this particular sweet, but unfortunately, because of a busy schedule, his mother had forgotten to make the sweet. Swami paused and very sweetly added, "But how can your divine mother forget?" So dear listeners, if any time you feel that your prayers did not get answered, it is not that God has forgotten you or your prayer. It is just that He is not prepared to give you anything but the best for you. So let's now take a break from our playlist of songs and listen to a bhajan sung with great gusto by the British actress-singer Dana Gillespie. So here is a bhajan from her album, Dream On.
Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shankara Sai.